Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. My name's Ryan. I'm the host for these daily challenges. And today's Thursday, so today's the day we try to apply this week's topic, put it into action in our lives. We've been looking this week at generosity and how Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, assumed that his followers would be generous. He wanted them to be generous for different reasons from others. He wanted their generosity to be hidden from others, hidden from themselves, and shown to God. So we looked at the first two, hiding our giving from ourselves and from others, but you might wonder, what's the third one necessary for? Shouldn't we simply give and care for others just to be altruistic, just to be good? Why do we need to have God in the equation? Why do we need to show it to God? And there's all this talk of rewards and heaven, and why reward anything at all? Shouldn't we just give with no expectation of reward? Those are great questions, but the problem is we're human. And humans have this uncanny way of making it about us. Even when we give just to care for others, just because it's a good and right thing to do, we can very quickly make it about us. I want to feel good. I want to feel less bad about myself. We can find ways to reap rewards that we never maybe planned to get, but we have the ability to do that. Jesus knows that about us. He created us as God, and so he knows what's in our hearts now, that we've turned away from him in sin, we've rebelled against him, and so we have that selfish streak in us. And so he knows we need something. We need some kind of reward. We need something, and if it's anything to do with us or others, it's going to get messed up. So he makes it about him. He says, give for me. Make it about me. Make it about knowing and following me. When you heard this line about rewards, you might have thought, oh, crowns and gold and bigger houses and things like that in heaven. That's not what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is the reward. He's saying the reward for following him and being like him is him. I know when my son does something that I love to do, I'm proud, I'm excited, I think this is great. He's becoming more like me. And it's the same with Jesus. When he sees us becoming more like him, when he sees us following him, clearly listening to who he is and what he's up to and becoming more like him, he gets really excited and he wants to be happy with us. He wants to give us the reward of a relationship with him, his time, his attention, his love. Jesus himself can command us to follow him in this way, to give generously with no reward outside of ourselves or others except for him, because it's the way he lived and died. He gave his life, the most generous thing you could possibly give. He gave his life for all of us when we didn't deserve it. And the only reward he got was a relationship with us, making that possible again. And so he's challenging us to do the same, to give generously, to care for others that he loves, with him as the reward. Well, my challenge for you today is to think about what kinds of practical things you can do in your life to continue giving generously if you are, or to start if you're not, but to take that giving and really examine the motivations behind it, to ask yourself, how can I give in ways where I'm not reaping rewards from anyone else or even myself, but only God? This can be challenging to put into practice, but it certainly can be done in whatever your giving is. Some can do it through pre-authorized giving, where they give off the top of their earnings. Right after their salary comes in, they'll give to make sure that they're not tempted to see that money is used for something else. For some, it looks like setting up an automated giving schedule, a budget. Now, whatever ways you're giving generously, whether it's a mixture of charities for health, charities for spreading the gospel like Redeem the Commute or others, I'd encourage you to consider what ways you can do that, what ways you can give generously without reaping rewards yourself. Now, if you've been benefiting from Redeem the Commute and what we've been doing in these daily challenges or in our relationship courses, we do hope that you'll include Redeem the Commute in your giving as well, in your ways of being generous for Jesus' sake. We've got an opportunity to give in our mobile app or on our website. Just look for the Give Back link. And a number of you have been doing that lately, and we're so appreciative for your gifts because of the ways it can help us to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. That's the motivation for it, and I trust it will be for you too. I just received an email from somebody this week who gave generously to Redeem the Commute, and she talked about her reasons for giving. She just gave last month, but she said, it may encourage you to know that I knew at the beginning of November that you were going to get this gift to Redeem the Commute, and I even knew the exact amount. I had a sense that it was to be done once I got my income tax return. So I earmarked it for that. Now I have it. And my husband and I had already discussed as soon as we got married that we were always going to give 10% of our income to God's work. And that was going to be just like our utility bills. At that point, we started to explore what it would mean to live by faith in a 9-to-5 world. It's been a really interesting journey, and God has called us to give far above and beyond what we'd normally have thought we could give, to see how He's provided for us in unexpected ways. So she said, as we step out in faith, starting Redeemer Ajax, the new church community will be starting out of Redeem the Commute. She said that she wanted to step out in faith as well and give generously, knowing that God could do amazing things through this ministry. Maybe you can give generously too. If you can, click that Give Back link. We appreciate your gift because of what it does for God in Jesus. Well, have a great time putting this challenge into practice, whatever ways God calls you to give generously. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to reflect and pray. Bye for now.